before I get hollered at, I'll turn my mic on. I don't know if you realize how blessed you are, because this is what, 4 weeks in a row that we have had a noble guest. Yeah. Sing for it. Now, granted, it was every other week, but they said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Corona? We've been blessed, people. Yeah. And I don't know if you heard the testimony this morning. Because God wanted to bless us, the devil evidently said, it ain't happening. And he, let me tell you something, been there and told you before, we never, ever, ever lost one battle in Vietnam. Never. Wow. You can check the record. We just lost the war. This is a battle, and we're not losing it. You know, the world is telling us, if you lose the battle, you lose the war. This weekend is living proof. You know? Anybody blessed? Yeah. Well, normally, you know. Welcome to the new normal. Is that what they said? Welcome to the new norm. Think about, and churches, why? Well, we should have left 5 minutes ago, okay? Just think about what God is doing, people. Look, I agree with Wendell, you know, about the whole idea that, well, maybe I disagree with you. Church can be closed. You don't have to let him in. It's your choice. You are the church. And as Mary was saying, you can praise him in your closet. Amen. 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 I know over there. Yeah, I tell people a lot of times, now they don't have church services. They just have a viewing every week. Yeah. Don't we look like a church? Haven't we done a good job? You know, people, who was it? Was it Aaron? Somebody said, God is not dead. He's alive. So I want us to look this week. People, this is one of the most, you know, I was listening to the president yesterday, and they were kind of, you know, I would have wanted to say, had I been alive back then, is after watching Feeding the 5,000, walking on the water, calming the storm, you know, raising Lazarus, raising the little girl, raising the widow of Nain's son, you would have thought at least one of them would have said, don't poke the bear. Yeah. And as I was watching the president's news conference, and I was listening to some of the questions. See, they aren't mocking him. They're mocking the one who put him there. Yeah. And I want to say, don't poke the bear. You know, because I think we just sang, he's our victory. See, we have the privilege of looking back and saying, but this is the most powerful weekend. Yesterday, the president said, I have to make the biggest decision of my life. Because the question was, how are you going to decide to whether to open up the economy or not? He said, who are you going to rely on? And he went, I'm going to listen to people. Yeah. If you remember, I know there were prayers all along. But his final prayer we heard that's recorded is, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. See, that's what I want our president to hear. I don't care what Fauci, Schumer, you know, McConnell, I don't care what they want. I want what he wants. And it's right here. See, that's where the battle is, right between the ears. And too many times, Lucifer is living rent-free between our ears. You know, you can't do that. Ooh, you don't want to do that. Ooh, yeah. And we go, really? 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 And I told you before, I remember in Vietnam, they made us ship weapons back because we were doing too much damage too quick. And they said, these are too effective. And we can't have this happen this quickly. So we had to pack them all up and call the same ship out that brought us these weapons, call them out to pick them up and send them back to the States. I believe that's in here. Yeah. We aren't using it because people are telling us, wait a second, what was that? Don't destroy us. Let us go into those pigs. Yeah. They know. The powers that be know that there is a weapon that's stronger than the government. There's a weapon that's stronger than a virus. Well, it is the, we set it up in the prayer room. It's the Jesus virus. Yeah. And if you catch that, it is deadly. It will kill you and resurrect Jesus inside of you. So ain't nothing wrong with being dead. I know that's improper English, Rock. That's okay. Homiletic license. Yeah. So you say, how can you have this joy, everlasting joy? How can you be so sure if his eye is on the sparrow, I know he's watching you? How can you do that? Check your arsenal. You see, in Genesis, it says the same thing it will say in Deuteronomy. And it will say it again in Isaiah. And it will live it out in the Gospels. And it's a word that's not translated the way it's written. It's a Hebrew word. And it says in Genesis, I wrote it down so I wouldn't. By Zeroah, Zeorah, Zeorah. It says, by Zeorah, everything was brought into existence. And then again, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, I forgot Jace wants to put them up on the screen. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 15. This is why I say it's not translated, because the way it's translated, makes us think that there are limits. See, and if there are limits, then your song isn't true. He says, there's nothing that I can't do in this song. But the way it's translated, it's remember that you were slaves. You were a slave in the land of Egypt. And the Lord your God brought you out of there with Zeorah. That's odd. Why would they say, with a strong hand and outstretched arms? Why would they do that? Because, see, humanly we think hands and arms have limitations. And like I told you, one of my favorite shirts I saw, didn't buy it. Yeah, I thought it might freak people out if I wore it because it said, if you can read this, you're within range. Yeah. Should a pastor be wearing that? Yeah. Well, see, that's limitations. You can be in range or out of range. And it says, that's how he led them out of Egypt, the exact same way that everything came into existence. Zeorah. So we can learn go to Isaiah chapter 52. And we'll go to 53 after that, so you won't have to go very far in the Word. You know, it always cracks me up when people say, turn in your Bibles. I see a bunch of people laying in their Bibles and turning, you know. Open your Bibles to Isaiah. I don't think you can turn in your Bible. Yeah. Isaiah chapter 52. Verse 10. I want to give the powers that be time to get that on the screen. Isaiah 52:10. The Lord has displayed his Zeorah in the sight of all nations. All the ends of the earth will see the salvation of God. There's that word again, and it's translated again as if, I know the word says, his arm is not short concerning his promise. But see, when we think of an arm, we think of limitations. Go to Isaiah 53. Because, see, this is where it comes to life. Zeorah. In Hebrew, the word is Zeorah. In English, they translate it. What is it, the arm? Isaiah 53, beginning with verse 1. Who has believed what we heard? You're here. See, so you already answered that question for me. Who has believed? You're here. And who has the Zeorah of the Lord been revealed to? That's why you're here. Who has the arm of the Lord been revealed to? And he goes on. What is the revelation of God? Now, I've never seen a picture of Jesus like this, except the one that Scott Grimes drew that time. The only picture I ever saw that is Isaiah 53. Because it says, he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He didn't have an impressive form. You remember Hans and Franz were going to pump you up. Yeah. He didn't have an impressive form. Yeah, he didn't walk into a room and all the women go, whoa. Yeah. It says he didn't have an impressive form or majesty that we should look at him, no appearance that we should desire him. See, that's the thing. I had a 56 Ford, and the engine blew up in it. So we went down to Virginia Beach, where Kay's sister lived, and her brother had a 58 Ford with a 390 police interceptor that he said he was going to junk the car. But the engine was good. I don't remember what else was wrong with it. So I said, I'll take it. At the time, I was working with a Ford dealer in town, and they said, it will not fit. That engine will not fit. It's just too small. There's not enough room. I took that engine home, and I put it in that 56 Ford. I mean, they were right and they were wrong. It was so tight, I couldn't put an air cleaner on it. Had to take that out. But on the outside, it had no form or comeliness. Looked like a 56 Ford. But the power. See, under the hood, 390. With a 3/4 cam police interceptor, and a minute with idle. Speaking tongues. My car spoke in tongues, Mayor. Yeah. That's what this is saying. It's saying it just looks like a regular car. Don't be deceived. He's saying, remember what it says up top in verse 1, was it? Yes, it was. And who has the aura been revealed to? And here's the revelation. It looks like a 56 Ford. It says, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of suffering who knew what sickness, doesn't say he was sick. You don't have to be sick to know what sickness is. All you have to do is visit the hospital sometime. So you don't have to suffer to know what suffering is. You can look at it. He knew what sickness was. He was like someone people turned away from. He was despised. And we didn't value him. Why? Because he didn't fit the model. Whoa, there's that word again that you've heard a lot lately. Don't go by the model. See? Because if you go by the model, I should be 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Don't go by the model. It says, yet he himself bore our sickness, and he carried our pains, but we in turn regarded him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. He was pierced because of our transgressions. He was crushed because of our iniquities, and the punishment of our peace was on him. And we are healed by his wounds. people. See, it all goes back to that word that they want you to think there's limitations to. There was a guy I went to high school with, had a 55 Chevy, souped up 55 Chevy, Bahama Mama, painted on, and it was fast. So I told him one day, I said, I'll race you title for title. He said, with your car? See, he knew what it looked like, but he had no clue what was under the hood. So he said, okay. I said, okay. And we met. I brought my title, pulled up to the line, and he said, you know, I've given this some thought. Something could go wrong. I might miss a gear. Let me tell you what the problem was. He didn't know what was under the hood because it had no form or comeliness. And it looked like a 57. Let me tell you how fast it was. My daddy, who never got a ticket in his life, was pulled over. His car broke down. So he said, can I use your car? He got a ticket doing 90 and a 35 mile an hour zone. He said, I never want to ride in that car again. I went to pick him up from work one day, and he said, I'm not getting in it. You go home and get my car, and you come back. See, the power was revealed when released. See, the aura is the power of God. They translated the arm of God. It's not the arm of God. It's the power of God that opens the Red Sea. It's the power of God that brings things into existence. It's the power of God, the Zeora. As we prayed on that Bible today for Larry, the Zeora was in Charlottesville. See, the power of God. It's the power of God. It's the power of God that hung on Calvary. See, when he hung there and they were going, loser, death was being conquered. Amen. The grave was done away with. Think about it. The Zeora of God. Isaiah 53 says, who has believed what we have heard? And who has the Zeora of God been revealed? You! You don't believe me? Remember that night? We were in Charlottesville another time, weren't we, Aaron? And the nurses, see, Aaron had a stroke. And they didn't think he was going to come back. I know Libby's going, he's too young to have a stroke. But he's not too young to reveal the Zeora to those nurses who were in that ER. Eddie and Juanita were, see, we saw it. See, who has heard and has seen the Zeora? Well, Eli's sitting here. Mary's sitting here. For goodness sake, people, think about what we've seen. We've seen the power of God. We just have problems believing that it's enough. And it's not. It's more than enough. See? God is never the God of enough. He's always the God of more than enough. And he says, who has believed? See, it isn't just about, look, it's a fact. There's more information on the crucifixion, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ than there is on Aristotle. And nobody doubts that Aristotle lived. Nobody doubts that. But there are Christians who believe in it, but they don't believe it. How do I know? Church closed. Uh-oh, I'm sorry, I'm going from preaching to meddling here. Somebody asked me this week, what are you doing to protect your people? You came through it when you came in. There's blood on the door. Yeah. And the blood is still there. The wind may blow and the rain may fall, but Zeoah, Zeoah, the power of God is what, and you know what? Give me your best shot, I tell Satan. Because I know what it is to have the weapons, and we had them mounted on the planes, and they said, take them off. They're too effective.
Don't shut the door.
It's mounted. You know, right here on your heart. Don't send it back, people. Don't send it back. This is what blows the devil away. He can't stand it. It's the Zeoah. There's power in the word. See, this weekend is the most powerful weekend. The second coming is, and that's a demonstration of the power. This is the battle that was won. And people, I've read the end of the book. We win. How dare we neglect so great a salvation? How dare we say, you know, I know my God did this, but I got to get out of this house. I got to get away from here. But I don't have any money in my account. Check again, Wendell. Yeah. Where did it come from? God? Think about it. Who cares? I don't care if they made a mistake. I'm just getting out of here. I got to get out of this place. If it's the last thing I ever do. Was that the Rolling Stones? Yeah. Think about it. This is the Zeoah of God that we've missed because the man, when he translated it, says, you know, these people are going to believe anything's possible. Kind of like, we're going to make America great again. Look, America's always been great. I want to make God great again in my life. I want to live as if I, you know, Kay and I'll say sometimes, should we open up or should, well, we don't have anything. Well, we're going to open up anyhow. Going to open up anyhow. Yeah. Because we get to see the Zeoah of God. Think about that. We get to watch it. Who has believed and what have we heard? And who has the Zeoah been revealed to? We need to start singing, it's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, that has had it revealed. It's me. I've seen it. Yeah. We just forget that this weekend is a commemoration. Yeah, it's our Memorial Day. Yeah, we honor the fallen soldier. Because, see, as Christians, we know how to die. You may think you're done with me, but if everybody's going to be resurrected, can you imagine, and I don't know, you know, some people will argue with me, homiletic license, can you imagine the look on Nero's face when all those people he sent to the Colosseum, well, they look familiar. Where do I know them from? See, God says the arm of the Lord, the Zeoah, is revealed in the Lamb. That's why on the Passover table you have all the, you know, the bitter herbs, you have the cups of judgment, cups of redemption. You have the dipping of the bitter herbs and of, I can't remember what they call the other thing. It's a mixture of apples and raisins, and it's pretty good. But you have all the, but there's one thing that people kind of miss out on, and it's, You say, well, where was the Zeora and the Passover? Because that's what we're celebrating. They took a bone from the lamb that was slain and they placed it on the table to remind them of the power of God coming across Egypt. I will pass over you. Why? The bone of the lamb, the blood of the lamb, the Zehovah of God. This is about the power of God. This is about the Zehovah, and we miss it over and over. We forget that it's about the suffering Messiah. I mean, Jesus looks like a movie star in all the pictures you see, except that's a great picture Scott did of Jesus. Unbelievable. You can see the pain on his face. Yeah. We forget that if he walked in, no one would take notice. No form of comeliness. But when he spoke, even the wind and the waves obeyed. No form or comeliness, but when he asked, 15 to 20,000 people were fed. No form or comeliness, but when he spoke, Lazarus. Thank God. That's it, see. Right now they're saying, be quiet. Don't let them know. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And then when he came back, he said, you know that power I had, that Zeora? On us. Your choice. It's your choice. Yeah. In 1968, we chose to send, well, our leader chose to send the weapons back. I don't know about you. I ain't sending it back. I'm telling you. Are you listening, devil? Are you listening, devil?
Yeah.
I'm not sending it back because I've seen what he can do. I've seen what he can do. Eunice lived with a man for a whole year that had no throat. No throat. No throat. And wait a second, the doctors were asking another doctor, how does he breathe? How does he eat? No throat. I've seen it. I've seen it. I saw stage 4 was a breast cancer, stage 3, you know what, doesn't matter. But I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen it. I see Eli. I see Mary. How dare I, neglect so great a Zeora? I mean, Wendell, the first time he got up here to sing, you know what Pastor Josh said to me? He said, whoo, he's got a set of lungs. Remember the first time he sang, he couldn't get through the song. You know why he can now? Zeora. It's the power of God. What else? Jesus said, believe me because of what I say, or believe me because of what you see, but believe me. It's enough. The cross is enough. The cross says it's finished. The cross says you have the power. The cross says, I want you, well, you know why they celebrated Passover? So they would never forget that when their backs were to the wall, Zeora showed up. And that didn't help them. Because they got through, but so did the enemy. They thought, See, I know, you know, my daddy always told me, never insult the alligator till you cross the river. Yeah. Yeah. And they crossed, and they look back, and they're going, this is not good. Until the same Saora that showed up to get them through showed up to fight their battle. And you know what they did? We had better food in Egypt. We're no different. But people, I don't want us to forget. That's Passover was about that. Them remembering the Zeora of God. This is about us. Remember the Zeora of God. Remembering the battle's over, people. You don't have to fight it. You know, did a sermon years ago, fighting where the battle isn't. You know, and we do. We try to be better people. We try to be you know, more honest people. You forget it. Yeah, all have sinned and come short of the glory. I don't care how good you are from now until the cows come home and Jesus comes down. You know, I don't care how good you are not good enough. God saved from the uttermost to the guttermost. You know, we all need a Savior. There is no one good enough. That's why he says, remember, the power's not in your willpower. The power is in your willingness to accept his power. ER nurses will be amazed and not understand. When we left this room, you were having a hard time. What changed? Could you imagine if we turned window and said, Zeora? Oh, that explains it all. Yeah. Do it a little different today because of everything going on normally. I'm going to ask Ed to come up and help me serve here. Normally, both of us would break bread, but I disinfected my hands, so I'll do the bread, and Ed will do the wine. People, he says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you know what he's saying? I am you. I need to get in you. And when people see you, they need to perceive you have been with Jesus. Yeah. And I've told you before, all the devil should see is Jesus. And all we should see of the devil is this. Because his word says he will flee. He'll skedaddle. He'll beat feet. He will get, he can't stand it. So, we're going to have, I'll have prayer over the bread. Jesus says, this is my body, which is broken for you. You know why it's broken? So it can be distributed to everyone. If it's one piece, just like Jesus was one, and he could be here, then he could be here, then he could be here, and the devil could go here, then the devil could go here, and then the devil could go here. But see, now, isn't there a movie long ago that used to go, he's everywhere, he's everywhere. That's us. Yeah. He can't be everywhere. Maybe you don't realize this. The devil's not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere. But God's people can be. Is he going to still attack you? Yeah. But he's a loser. Yeah. Tell him over and over and over. Zeora, the power of God. Everything brought into existence, brought out of Egypt, and through the blood of the Lamb, conquered death, hell, and the grave. So, Ed, if you'll have prayer over the wine, I'll have prayer over the bread. Death till he comes. See, because in his death, we receive power. You know, think about what as Christians we concentrate on. You know, and I fully understand why the disciples would, because they didn't have the Gospels written. They knew what he said, but he was still dead. Especially today, it was the Sabbath. Yeah, it was the Sabbath. I mean, it's supposed to be a high Sabbath, and it was probably the lowest of all Sabbaths in their life. Because Isaiah 53 says, who has believed, and to whom has it been revealed? It was revealed to them, they just didn't believe it. You know, think about what they saw. We don't have to go through what they go through or what they went through. We can look back. We know how it ends. You know? And people, if it ended that way then, guess what? I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come in. I know. I'm looking at the clock and I'm going... Yeah, we just created a fourth time zone, the GST, God's Standard Time. Yeah. You know, it says the service, when they left the upper room, it says they sang a song, and that was the benediction. And so Wendell's going to have a song for us, and that will serve as our benediction today.